Welcome to the Daily Devotional Podcast of Prism Church, available for download Monday through Friday. Hi, I'm Pastor Chuck Ryer of Prism Church in Pasadena, California. Our ambition is to encourage you to pray daily and reflect on God's presence in your life. As we contemplate the truths of the gospel, study the attributes of God, and meditate on the promises of God's word, our hope is that we'd reflect these beautiful realities to those around us, and at the same time, refresh our own souls. August's readings are from the classic devotional, My Utmost for His Highest, by Oswald Chambers. As well, during our concluding prayer, we'll be specifically mentioning one aspect of our corporate church life. Today's devotional is entitled, Prayer Choice and Prayer Conflict. Our scripture references Matthew 6:6. When thou prayest, enter into thy closet and pray to thy Father, which is in secret. Jesus did not say, dream about thy Father in secret, but pray to thy Father in secret. Prayer is an effort of the will. After we have entered into our secret place and have shut the door, the most difficult thing to do is to pray. We cannot get our minds into working order, and the first thing that conflicts is wandering thoughts. The great battle in private prayer is the overcoming of mental wool gathering. We have to discipline our minds and concentrate on willful prayer. We must have a selected place for prayer, and when we get there, the plague of flies begins. This must be done, and that. Shut thy door. A secret silence means to shut the door deliberately on emotions and remember God. God is in secret, and He sees us from the secret place. He does not see us as other people see us or as we see ourselves. When we live in the secret place, it becomes impossible for us to doubt God. We become more sure of Him than anything else. Your Father, Jesus says, is in secret and nowhere else. Enter the secret place, and right in the center of the common round, you find God there all the time. Get into the habit of dealing with God about everything. Unless in the first waking moment of the day you learn to fling the door wide back and let God in, you will work on a wrong level all day. But swing the door wide open and pray to your Father in secret, and every public thing will be stamped with the presence of God. Well, in addition to praying about our private times with the Lord, which is incidentally one of the reasons why we have this Prism devotional podcast, is to really encourage you to find that secret place. We today want to spend some time praying for the glory of Jesus to be seen in and through our church in this next season of life. And one of the missionaries of our church is the Lowe family. David and Ruth Lowe and their kids are on a mission to Indonesia. So we'd pray that you would enable, we're going to pray that the Lord would enable them to be strengthened by the notion that we're interceding for them. So let's go to the Father together. Father, a great word this morning from Mr. Chambers, that we would be people who would set our hearts and our minds on things above and not on earthly things, that we would see the world through the lens of your presence in our lives, that God, your attributes seen in your Son Jesus so visibly and perfectly, I pray that we would see the world through those. We would see people through those. Father, would you give us a vision of how we should see the world so that each day, even the disappointments are seen in light of what you're getting done. Father, we would pray that you would be seen in our church. Prism needs you to shine through us for anything to be seen at all. We are an inanimate object that your light shines through, and hopefully the glory of your wonderfulness is seen in the world around us, the beauty of all that you are. Father, we pray that this next season, as we look into our vision and mission and purpose and all of the values of our church, that we would be a church that would glorify you. Father, one of the families that is close to our heart, a family from our church that's in Indonesia serving, is the Lo family. And we pray for them, for their children, for their safety, for their health. And Father, for encouragement for them to continue working in an environment that's really challenging, that doesn't very quickly produce fruit. I pray that you'd give them endurance and perseverance to work and to do so for the glory of Jesus. May you give their hearts comfort today in your presence as we've prayed that you'd do ours. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.